my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. And of course, it is Friday, and Friday, May the 3rd. Tonight, for the North Valley Baptist Church family and those that live nearby that are listening, our school, North Valley Baptist School, they have an annual play. And the plays they produce, they're not good. They are beyond good. They are great, 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 great. The acting, the singing, the harmony, the beautiful design work of the platform. It's at the Santa Clara Convention Center. And you have to have tickets to get in. You'll know that. I hope they're not sold out. But if you can get in, that'd be great. I believe you park on the third floor of the parking garage and you walk right into the lobbies of that that beautiful beautiful auditorium, and it is, oh, the platform, it's on a slope, beautiful seats, theater type seats. Oh, it's great. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. And then I want to tell you, we've got Bailey Grove Baptist Teen Girls singing in just a moment. I'm very excited about 2025. I've been working on my schedule, and by God's grace, Pastor, he's invited me, and I've been trying to figure out a date for the last year or two. But Lord willing, in 2025, I'm going to Bailey Grove Baptist Church. My son, you would preach there a lot years going by, and I've been wanting to go, and the pastor's been so patient with me. By God's grace, we're going to be there. I've always wanted to preach in a rich church. Bailey Grove, it just sounds rich to me. It just sounds rich, don't you think? I don't know if it is. Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know if you're rich or poor. I imagine if you're like the normal church, you could be rich, but if you have money, it's all invested in missions and the Lord's work, and God bless you, dear folks. Well, enough of that. The girls, why don't you sing for us? I like this. I love this song. I found it all. But in order to find it all, you have to lose everything and say, God, my life, Lord, is yours to control.
I thought it might be in my name, a shiny legacy. I thought it might be in a goal for success to follow me. I thought it might be in a plan to sail across.
I found it
That's good. Girls, you did a good job. I'm excited to see you. I don't know how long ago that was. Maybe you were in teenagers, and that was 10 years ago, and now you're old ladies nearing 30 years of age. Who knows how old you are? But I thank God for all you churches here in the United States. My goodness, I thank God for you. And you dear great missionaries around the globe, thank God for you. Let's all together, let's all beg God that we'd be filled with His Spirit and godly and clean and holy and used by Him this Lord's Day. Whatever you do, not only just the preachers and preachers' wives and staff, deacons' wives, Sunday school teachers, bus workers, parking lot attendants, nursery workers, security people, choir people, special music people, all of us. I sing the mighty power of God. We have all these different echoes of joys through the year. This is Echoes of Joy. It's called two, but I think it's probably Echoes of Joy 3, 4, or 5. Who knows how many years this has been. And it was back when they were in high school. Girls, you sing for us.
I sing the mighty power of God that made with His word, and then pronounce them good. Lord, how Thy wonders are displayed. Where I turn my eye, if I survey the ground, or gaze upon the sky.
The Bible says, and we're in verse number 9, and we're closing out this thought of stewardship. A steward is one who manages the property, the valuables, the possessions of another. Your children do not belong to you. They belong to God. My Bible says that Psalm 126 is a good, they're a heritage of the Lord. They've been entrusted to your care. You're a steward to raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Well, the Bible says, we see this steward this week, that he was an unjust steward. He wasn't right. And he was the wrong steward. And when he was convicted of it, tried to do it right. And the rich man commended him. Said, "Well, you tried to get it right." Verse number 9, I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, you may receive your everlasting habitation. He said, you know, riches, if that's what you want, it's all about money. It's all about it. Then you go ahead and do that. I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon, the riches of unrighteousness, that when you fail, you might receive unto you the everlasting habitation. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in the much. And he that's unjust in the least is also unjust in the much. If ye therefore have been faithful in unrighteous, have not been faithful in unrighteousness, mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? See, he said, all right, you want this mammon, you want this riches. Verse 13, no servant can serve two masters. Either he'll hate the one and love the other, or he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Hold the things of this earth, riches, very loose. Don't hang on to it. I said in the church here back, I think it was in January, it's not original with me, I'm sure, but I've said it for decades. You've never seen a U-Haul behind a Hearst. Well, someone sent me that picture. I've ever shown it to you, Brother Ethan. It's an old-fashioned car, a long old Hearst. It's just a beautiful thing, old-fashioned. I can't remember right now, maybe in the 40s, the 30s. And it's beautiful, all restored, and it's got a U-Haul trailer behind it. No, you're going to when you die, you leave it all here. And that's why God says, lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth. You know, I've known many people in the years I've pastored here, nearing 50, that died owning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses. I'm talking about, I know some that have owned a lot more than that, by the way. And you know that when it comes time to death, I would think that one of those would have been willed to the church. I would think that something would have been willed to the church, but not a dime. How sad. How very, very sad. We've only had two people through my life and my ministry left a will. One was for $10,000, one was for $40,000, one was my aunt. And I think of all the people that could have left something, all the people that could have left something to the work of God. And I know a lot of people move away and they die away. I understand all that. And a lot of folks were young and they still had a wife and family behind, or a husband and family. I understand that. I understand that all. And I know that a lot in our area live in apartments and live in rentals. I know all that. But some have been blessed with things, with riches. But so oftentimes, many of God's people leave their riches to kids that are unsaved or ungodly or godless or God haters. What are you thinking? I'm not saying don't leave your kids something, but I am saying riches cannot be the primary and holding these things. You can't serve God and mammon. When your pastor this Sunday, if your pastor of your church says, we have a need in missions, we're $2,000 short. Brother Ethan, I know there's someone in your church, whatever church you pastor or you go to, I know there's someone that has $2,000 that could write that check. Pastor says, our bus ministry needs $1,000. I'm not guessing. I'm positive there's somebody in the church that has $1,000. Hold the things of this life very loosely. Invest them in eternity. You'll never regret that. Lay up yourselves treasure in heaven. Father, bless our dear listeners. Give them a wonderful day this Friday and then Saturday as we prepare for Sunday and the Lord's Day. May we hear good reports on Monday, what you did. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.